This is podcast by Dr. Dad, from pregnancy to parenting. Guys, buckle up for the new episode. Listen to celebrity pediatrician Dr. Gaurav Nigam talking about different aspects of parenting, pregnancy, and IVF. You can access more information on www.drdad.in, where you can find a huge collection of articles on pregnancy, parenting, baby names, food recipes for kids and pregnant mothers, and so much more. You can even book an online consultation with Dr. Gaurav Nigam himself. So let's get started.
Hey friends, and welcome back to our new episode of Podcast by Dr. Dad. I really hope that you must have had a wonderful beginning of a new year, and we all hope that this year brings more normalcy in people's lives. Let's talk about something that we all had been waiting for. Vaccination of our kids. To be precise, COVID-19 vaccination for our kids. We have a listener with us, so let me just patch that.
Dr. Gaurav, my child is 15 years old. Can he take the vaccine? And is it safe for the children? What if he doesn't take it? Will that be okay?
So thank you. Thank you so much for this question, ma'am. It has been recently announced that children between the ages of 15 to 18 can also get vaccinated against COVID-19. And with this announcement has come a lot of questions in people's mind. Is the vaccine safe for my kid? Is it mandatory? What if I don't go for it? Will they have the same side effects as they had on me? How do I even enroll, and so much more? Whereas all the information is very aptly provided on internet, on different websites, here is just a little attempt to answer these questions again. I would like to start by informing that only Bharat Biotech, which has indigenously made COVID-19 vaccine named Covaxin, will be used to vaccinate the age 15 to 18 years old as of right now. Amid concerns over the new highly transmissible Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2, India is now all set to begin vaccinating the 15 to 18 years old age group. And the vaccine started itself on 3rd of January, which was yesterday. A simple way to find out if your kid is eligible for vaccination is if the birth year is 2007 or before. And a simple way to begin would be to register at the COVID website and take up an appointment. On day one itself, over 40 lakh children were jabbed with the vaccine. So my advice in a nutshell is definitely that children should take the vaccine as and when they are available. They always add a layer of protection against a disease. In India, so far, no vaccine is mandatory, according to my knowledge, and so is also the case with this particular vaccine. But still, if you have a question, you can either call up the helpline or your own doctor for more direct information. But nonetheless, vaccines are a proven way to protect against diseases, and by all means, a child should take it if contraindicated otherwise by a healthcare personnel. When a person is vaccinated, let's take an example of Covaxin, for example. So it's an inactivated virus vaccine. As the name suggests, the virus has been inactivated or killed for that matter, you know, like polio vaccine. So now when a person takes this inactive vaccine, there will be an immune reaction that will actually create antibodies to fight any future infection without causing any active infection right now, as the virus is already inactivated or killed, like I said earlier. As for the side effects, any extreme side effects are extremely rare. So that should be something that parents should not be thinking about a lot when we compare the benefits the vaccine brings. Some children might experience mild malaise, body aches, fever of low grade, and this should get fine on its own within a day or two. All these symptoms can be taken care of by paracetamol, but the dosage and usage both should be advised by your doctor first. Do not administer on your own. It would be a safe thing to ask for the right dosage from your pediatrician. But just in case, if the child has shown any reaction to any vaccine or any ingredient of the vaccine in the past, or if there is any family history, it would be a good idea to inform the healthcare facilities beforehand so that the right approach can be chosen. There are certain guidelines to wait after the vaccination for observation. Now, it is my humble request to the parents that do not get restless after the vaccination at the centers and allow the professionals to do their job. By waiting for 30 minutes at the center under the healthcare guidance, we are just minimizing any risk. So just hydrate, give healthy food and a good sleep. I think that should be more than enough. And I hope I have answered all your questions. I really hope you stay safe. If still you have any question, you can write to us at info@drdad.in. Or you can visit our website for numerous articles on the same. I hope you really have a good day and stay safe. Thank you.